Oh, man. That was a bad trip.
I wonder where I ended up this time. If it's anything like that last timeline, well, I can't wait to meet myself. That little blueberry guy really reminded me of my bro. There doesn't seem to be anyone else around, but this place looks really familiar. Guess it's just me, myself, and I.
Whoa, what the?
Think again, smiley trash bag.
Tori? No, definitely not Tori.
Please don't call me that. It reminds me too much of my ex-husband.
I'm awful sorry.
If you are so sorry, why do you not cower before your queen?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, sorry, never mind. You just remind me so much of someone. Just without all the sweat and the fake gold tooth and the composure of a small chihuahua.
Thank you?
Enough pleasantries. Why are you in my ruins? I come here to be alone, you know.
Well, it's a long story, but I'm sort of a interstellar dimension time traveler timeline thing.
Oh, you're a science nerd. I should have known.
I think my teleporter's busted. I've been hopping all over these strange timelines.
Oh, is the poor little dear lost?
Lost in time, maybe. I think I just have to wait for my device to charge up.
So you have time to kill.
Yeah, I guess I do. You got a Grilby's around here? I'm starved.
No, honey. I mean, literally, let's go kill something.
What?
I think I saw a weak monster on the way here.
And
the poor little dear was all alone. But just to be sure, let me do a quick check.
There's no need for that.
Oh. There's a monster around here with only one HP. Oh, he's gonna be toast.
Toast? Toast? Did you say toast? Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm so hungry. Let's go get some toast.
I literally meant toast. I'm gonna burn him to a crisp.
Well, it was fun chatting to you, evil goat lady, but oh, I'm so tired from killing so many monsters on my way here, you know. I'm just gonna go have a nap somewhere or something. Bye.
Unacceptable. There is a 1 HP monster around here somewhere, and I am your queen, and I order you to help me kill him. Unless... Oh. It's you. You said you were from another timeline. Or is it an alternate reality? You're a Sans, aren't you? I'd know that stupid grin anywhere.
I don't want any trouble.
That's irrelevant, isn't it? Because you found her.
Wait. Look, Toriel, I don't know what kind of relationship you have with your Sans, but it's not like this with my Toriel.
Is that so? But you've wanted it to be, haven't you? Fascinating. I see that you have all the same sensitive spots that the other Sans has.
Look, if you're gonna kill me, I'd prefer that you just do it quickly and don't toy with me like this.
I'm a big girl. I prefer to play with my meal before I eat it. You see, around here, anyway, I am the queen. And I always get what I want. You're a man of science, Sans. I would have thought you, of all people, would understand my fascination. I want to see just how different you are from him.
Come on, Tori, please.
One thing you've got to know about me, baby. Begging will get you. Everywhere.
Oh.
Please. Please.
Please what?
Please. Don't stop.
You are such a good little boy.
Don't call me that.
So you haven't been with your Toriel yet?
No.
I bet her pussy feels just like this.
Fuck.
Feel the way it clamps around you.
Yes.
So hot and wet on every side.
Fuck, Tori. Please, fuck me.
I bet you picture her every time you touch yourself.
You have no fucking idea. Every time.
Well, now you don't have to. Baby, you've got the real thing.
Tori. Tori.
Fuck yeah. Glad you could be of service to your queen.
Oh, God. You just made all my fucking fantasies come true.
Sans, if that's so, why are you... What is wrong?
I love you, Tori. Fuck, I love you. Tori.
See, you are just like the other Sans.
Oh.
Always crying after a good fuck.
I gotta go.
Oh, do as you please. Oh, and Sans.
What?
She loves you too.
Oh.
Probably.
Thanks, Queen Toriel.